Hey celeb fans, welcome back to the red carpet with more celebrity facts with me, Alicia Lang. Last week I spoke about Loki and Dante. This week I'm talking about The Prodigy, so let's get started. In 1989, 18-year-old DJ musician and songwriter Liam Howlett returned to his hometown in Braintree, Essex, after quitting his gig as a DJ in hip-hop group Cut to Kill. He had started to make his own music 3 years later, years prior, beginning with hip-hop and house music before he focused on his rave scene that was gaining popularity at the time. It was in Braintree where Liam met dancers Keith Flint and Lyra Tornhill at one of his gigs at the Barn nightclub. Keith requested Liam to make a mixtape for him, to which Liam obliged and returned as a cassette several days later with some of his own songs on the other side. Liam had scratched the word Prodigy onto the cassette. In August 1991, The Prodigy released their first single, Charlie, which samples dialogue from the Charlie Say series of animated films. In March 1996, The Prodigy released the single Firestarter, which marked their first song with lead vocal. Liam had originally recorded it as an instrumental and thought incorporate a vocal sample, but upon hearing the track, Keith was keen to write and record his own lyric. No Good Start to Dance was released on the 16th of May 1994. It was successful on the singles chart across Europe and also the band's most successful single release up to that point. The song peaked at number one in both Finland and Greece and was number two to hit in the Netherlands. The Prodigy followed Firestarter with the single Breathe in November 1996, which also went to number one in the UK and eight other countries. Both singles sold 1.2 million copies each in the UK. In 2008, The Prodigy performed at the Isle of Wight Festival and are set to return again this year in June. Their 19th single, Omen, was released on the 16th of February 2009, and it's the first advert single from the album Invaders Must Die. On the 4th of March 2019, Keith sadly passed away just weeks after the band had toured Australia and New Zealand. The rest of the Prodigy's tour dates were cancelled following Keith's death. Fans started using the hashtag Firestarter for number one on Twitter and on other various social media platforms to get Firestarter to number one in the UK single charts out of the respect for Keith. On the 28th of October 2022, the band announced they will be returning to live shows outside the UK for the first time in 4 years. In 2023, The Prodigy brought back the late Keith Flint with Lasers in a special tribute laser light show where you can see Keith dancing with the lasers, and their fans really loved it. So now you know about The Prodigy. I'm honestly so sad that Keith is no longer with us, but I hope he's resting in paradise. Next week, I'm talking about the actor Ryan Thomas. So stay tuned, everybody. Take care.